Welcome back to the programme. The time now, 29 minutes past the hour. I'm joined on the line now by Sabina Trench from Sliinte Couriers. Sabina, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And thank you very much indeed, as always, for joining us. Sabina, we're going to look this evening at an email received from CD. I shall read it to you as received. I'm applying for a job that I've wanted all my life. It involves an application form that includes a blank section at the end for more information. Should I make my case for the job in there? I really want this, so any advice would be great. And as I say, that's by way of email from CD.
Okay. Well, I suppose I think it's probably fair to say that that's more than likely a public jobs application. And there's an awful lot of those going around at the moment. There's certainly more and more opportunities in the public sector that we're seeing now since the embargo has lifted. So it doesn't surprise me, actually, that that's coming in.
Actually, that's very interesting. I wasn't aware of that. So obviously that there are now job opportunities within the public sector as well, because we hear so much about, you know, restoration of public sector pay and cutbacks and all of that sort of thing. But in your experience, it seems to be changing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, as recently as last week, I think I had about two or three different application forms for very different jobs and roles within the public sector. So if any of your listeners are interested, I would suggest that they get onto publicjobs.ie and create an alert for pretty much everything. You know, don't just pick one thing or other. You might as well see them all. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the local authorities are currently recruiting for assistant principals, I think. I think that's the title. And there are opportunities all over the country on that. So, you know, it's just a matter of keeping the eye out and being aware of these opportunities. And for some people, you know, especially if they're looking for security and maybe opportunities for progression, it can be a really terrific opportunity, especially when you get a chance to come in from the outside, because sometimes, as you know, some of their recruitment can be kind of internal and closed.
Indeed. So there are opportunities, so for people who may have spent several years in the private sector, but who perhaps are attracted towards a change of career, and that may well be in the public sector.
Yes, there are definitely, especially maybe if you have more management experience, or if you have maybe even, you know, some kind of business experience or that kind of thing as well, because the role of the local authority in, you know, and the public sector is expanding all the time, you know, so they need people with a different skill set maybe than previously. So there's definitely chances and opportunities there, for sure. So I would recommend people to have a look out. But when it comes to it, you'll get to the stage, like your listener, where you have application forms that can be challenging, shall we say.
Okay.
But you know, there's an approach to them, because generally they have an education section, a very specific employment section, and they're very keen on, you know, avoiding gaps in there. So you need to explain any gaps and be sure that there are no gaps, and, you know, make sure your dates are all in order. And then generally you have sections that might relate to particular competencies, like, leadership, communication and teamwork, that kind of thing. And you generally need to give maybe an example or examples of how you've displayed that in previous roles. But what your listener there is more concerned with is that they're reaching a point where they're getting through that application form, but it allows very little room for personalising it. You know, so, you know, you have to fill in your competencies, but like this person, I've wanted this job all my life. I really want it. And I have seen people do it, and it's like that opportunity at the end of an interview where they say, do you have anything more to add? And people say, no, I think we've it all said. So they get to the end. Yeah, so you get to the end of the form and you say, well, I've put in all of my work employment, I've put in my jobs, I've put in my qualifications, and I've put in all these competencies, but there's nothing very personal about any of that. And these don't, you know, these usually don't require you to send a CV or a cover letter. So that additional section at the end is where your listener needs to make their case to say, I have been working towards this opportunity all my life. you know, since I don't know, worked on the farm, I always wanted to be an agricultural advisor or whatever it is, you know, maybe could be something with the Department of Agriculture or CHOGAS or something, and explain it. And don't be afraid to be that bit more personal with that, because it really is your only opportunity to make your case.
Now, in relation to this particular email, Sabina, CD doesn't tell us specifically the nature of the job that he or she is applying for and hopefully will get. But from the point of view of completing that blank section, are there any rules, or I was going to say regulations, not regulations, but are there any rules that you would say need to be adhered to by CD in filling in that blank section?
Well, I would say, because it, you know, there's an element there where you're saying, you know, I wanted so much, you know, and I've been trying for this opportunity all my life. What I would say is there's a balance between coming across maybe as desperate and coming across as being confident and really saying that this is the opportunity for me and I am everything that you are looking for. Now, a way to do that as well is that CD probably has a job description, and he may or she may feel that they haven't necessarily hit on all of the things in their competencies section, because that can be quite limited to what you can include, because you really need to stick to the question. So have a look back on the job spec and see if there's maybe two or three things in there that you would say, I really need to highlight those. They talked a lot about, I don't know, communication skills, and I'd be, you know, doing a lot of presentations and that kind of thing. And I have a competency and have an example on it, but I might want to hammer that home a bit more. So I wouldn't have any rules or anything per se, but the one thing, and it's probably more a recommendation than a rule, I would say don't be afraid to come to show your enthusiasm, you know, to be that bit more personal there, because otherwise, you know, the people looking at these application forms are simply looking at more or less carbon copies of the next form.
And just in relation to...
So where does the personality come out? Sorry.
Sure, no, not at all. Yes. But just in relation to the application form, if it's the case that CD came across this on the website and just downloaded the application form, that's pretty impersonal. We've spoken in the past, Sabina, about perhaps... Yes. Talking to someone in the HR department in the context of an application for a job within the private sector. In this context, would it be advisable perhaps to make a phone call to someone in the department that you will be working for if you're successful, or is it wise to do that, do you think?
Well, generally there's an opportunity, but it doesn't usually have a name. But generally there is an opportunity, or there's an email there that you can, any questions, please forward them to. But it might be info@humanresources or humanresources@ag.ie or something, ag.gov.ie or you know, the local authority name or whatever. So it is a bit impersonal. So if you were looking for a bit of extra information, ideally it would be somebody working in the organisation rather than, we'll say, somebody in HR, because they would be more for clarifications on, you know, it says here to send in 3 copies, but, does that mean I must post it or whatever? That kind of clarification really is generally all that kind of contact is there for.
Yeah, it's a rather difficult one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Because as I say, you know, these forms are standard. They're very specific. They're pushing every applicant in a certain direction. So I think, you know, where your listener is talking there about really wanting the job and, you know, wanted it for a very long time, it's the only opportunity is that additional information section, is to really sell yourself there. It's like making your final case in the interview. You know, why do I want this job? Why would I be a terrific asset to you? Because, as I say, all you do is you press send on an email. There's no opportunity for a lovely personal cover letter or anything like it. So you have to get that in there. And in fact, I have seen people that have left that section blank And I just, oh no, don't do that.
Well, that would,
there's your chance.
That could be interpreted in its own way by whoever is going to be examining that application form within the department or within the organisation, whatever it might be. Just before we let you go, Sabina, a very interesting text has come in. Aidan, I've been working in the private sector all my life, but I speak four languages. I would love a career in the European Commission in translation. Oh. And I'm in the process of applying, and that box is there again.
And again, and that is the point. It would have to be, you know, selling the extra bits that are over and above the application form to make you and your application stand out. Because if you're at that level where you're making those kind of applications, it is highly likely that everyone might have a master's in languages.
Absolutely.
It is very likely that lots of people will have several years working with languages and translation in different settings that will be of varying qualities and levels, but certainly will have that. So where do you get across what is special, what is unique, what is particularly attractive about you to your potential employer? And that's the place to do it.
Very good. So in other words, Sabina, that's where you're going to make it or break it, I guess.
Yeah, and don't leave it blank.
And don't leave it blank.
That's a missed opportunity. Yeah,
very good.
Absolutely.
We must leave it there. Sabina Trench, thank you very much indeed, Sabina Trench from Schlienoa Careers. Thank you indeed.
Thanks a lot, Aidan. Bye-bye.
And we'll be talking with Sabina around the same time next Wednesday in about 5:30.